We are here today to focus on one of the biggest hurdles to Africa's economic development. The fact that nearly 70% of Africans lack access to electricity. And that's why in my speech in Cape Town, I announced a major new initiative, Power Africa, to double access to electricity here in Africa. Now, the first step that we're going to take is to try to bring electricity to 20 million homes and businesses. And this plant represents the kind of public-private partnership that we want to replicate all across the continent. This facility was idle, but the Tanzanian government, under President Kikwete's leadership, committed to making reforms in the energy sector. With the support from the Millennium Challenge Grant, General Electric, and Symbion, they got it up and running again. More Tanzanians got electricity. So Power Africa embraces this model. Public and private resources will be matched with projects led by African countries that are taking the lead on reform. In this case, African governments commit to energy reforms. The U.S. is committing some $7 billion in support, and private sector companies have already committed more than $9 billion. And this is just the beginning, because we look forward to even more companies joining this effort. So this is a win-win. It's a win for Africans. Families get to electrify their homes. Businesses can run their plants. Investors can say, if we locate in an African country, that they're going to be able to power up in a reliable way. All this will make economies grow. It's a win for the United States because the investments made here, including in cleaner energy, means more exports for the U.S. and more jobs in the U.S. And obviously a growing market in Africa will mean more opportunities for all countries.